Big story today. Amazon has narrowed down its choices for where to put its second national headquarters. And our area is on the list three times.
Montgomery County, Northern Virginia, and D.C. all being considered. Joining us live in studio to talk about it, Katie Arcieri, the new economic development reporter for the Washington Business Journal. Great to see you, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
So just in terms of math, you know, three possible locations here out of 20. That's not bad.
It's not bad at all. It's definitely a big deal for this area. I mean, to have three on the short list really shows the strength of this region in terms of just the talent base that we have here, the workforce, the ample amount of land that could absorb all these jobs, 50,000 jobs.
Which of the three areas is offering the most tax incentives and other sweeteners for Amazon?
Well, D.C. is actually offering in excess of $500 million, maybe even more. Some of the incentives have been redacted in some of the public filings, but you're definitely seeing D.C. go all out with this. Other regions have been a little more secretive.
So, you know, whether it's in D.C., Northern Virginia, or Montgomery County, surely those local leaders will wring their hands and, you know, cry into their coffee. But it's good for everybody, isn't it?
It's definitely going to have a multiplier effect. You know, you have 50,000 jobs, but with that comes, you know, those employees' families, along with vendors and businesses and lawyers and accountants and contractors. So you'll have this multiplier effect that's really going to create many more jobs just beyond that 50,000.
Now, even though we have a lot of advantages, what would be the disadvantages of locating in the Washington area compared to other parts of the country?
For sure. I mean, this is an area that is known for a higher cost of living. We definitely have congestion and traffic. All that would likely get even more of a burden if, you know, when we're talking about pressure on school systems and the cost of housing going up even more. So those are some disadvantages I would think that Amazon would consider, you know, when looking at this region. On the flip side, sometimes you pay for what you get. You know, you definitely have, you know, higher taxes and higher cost of living, but you definitely have, you know, great schools and, you know, beautiful public parks and things like that.
And of course, Jeff Bezos already owns the Washington Post. He has a home in Washington. So we were talking earlier, there's a real familiarity with the metro region.
There definitely is a familiarity factor, and that can take out a lot of guesswork in a big project like this. Jeff Bezos knows this area. He has a home here. He owns the Washington Post. So it seems like a logical choice to potentially be here.
One curious thing about this list of top 20 regions, it seems to be mostly focused on the Northeast, the East, and the Midwest. Not a lot of Western cities. We had L.A., we have a couple of cities in Texas, but mostly Eastern-oriented. Any reason for that?
It's a good point. I mean, I think that Jeff Bezos is looking for a city on the East Coast where, you know, being on the East Coast time zone is very important, something that a lot of people overlook a lot of times. But, you know, Amazon is a global company. They need to communicate with folks in Europe, other areas of the world every single day. So being in the same time zone is really important.
Any other thoughts you want to leave us with, Katie?
Well, I think that this is one of the big advantages of this area is the fact that it has a concentration of workers that Amazon is recruiting for. You know, we're talking about software engineers, we're talking about managers. So we not only have the best educated workforce, it's the right educated workforce.
All right, Katie, thanks so much. Appreciate you coming by.
Thank you.
Katie Arcieri is with the Washington Business Journal.